Hey, good morning, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Chamishi, speaking of Thanksgiving, is like a feast. So the Sfarnu says, you know, Bavur Tzivar Chani Nafshacha, is that even Yitzchak was aware that Esav didn't have the requisite zchuyos really for the bracha, but he loved him anyway, and he wanted to give him the bracha. So the whole idea of Bavur Tzivar Chani Nafshacha, if you either deserve the bracha or you don't, like, bringing the steak isn't going to make the difference. So how does that work exactly? So he says it was a zechus of, you know, Kibbutz that, would put him over the top. That's the, the Sfarno's idea. Some of us will discuss the Ramban in a different approach. Actually, the Rambam Shirin Shabbos, the Ramban is a very fascinating idea about this. But be that as it may, the Sfarno, this is part of, like, a much broader theory in the Sfarno, that Yitzchak wasn't really, you know, holding where Avram and Yaakov were holding. In general, he sees him as a more flawed character, late to the game in terms of being Kori B'Shem Hashem, and he sees Tzachanei Nav Meiraos as very much a kind of an onesh, you know, for some significant mistakes that he thinks, Yitzchak made. Yaakov is, you know, Osek, Yediyas Hashem, Kol Chayav, Yaakov Yishtam Yoshevo Alim. Avram is obviously the founder of the faith. He thinks that Yitzchak is a little, or a lot, behind them, in that regard. So I think what is really interesting about this it makes me a little bit uncomfortable. Yitzchak, was such my favorite. In terms of his gevura and understanding that his role was consolidation. But there are alternative ideas in terms of Atzichanei Nav Meiraos, right? And I wanted to deal with one of the other approaches, which Rashi happens to suggest, which I think is a very moving and a very beautiful idea. Rashi, of course, has three suggestions, none of which is that somehow this was an onesh, to Yitzchak. One of them is that it's really Esav's own fault, right? First answer that Rashi gives, very famously, is that it was the Ashan from the Avodah Zarah of the Benos Canaan that were Amoras Yitzchak, the Yitzchak of the Rivka, blinded Yitzchak in there in Mida Kenegan Mida. Esav is responsible for the fact that he can't see, and that's really why he doesn't get the bracha. That's a very poetic idea in Rashi. The third idea in Rashi is, Kadesha Yitol Yaakov Esabrachos, it just had to happen this way. The second idea is the one that I really wanted to develop, is that it's a product of Akedas Yitzchak, that this is, sort of the legacy, of Akedas Yitzchak, and it's put in a very metaphorical way, and to be taken literally, that the, Dema'os of the Malachim came down, and, somehow Dema'os of Malachim are meant to be blinding. So what does that really mean? So first of all, it's part of a much broader theory within Chazal that Yitzchak is really defined by the Akedah. He's the Ola Tzmima. There is a din of Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yamir Oso Tovir Al Ravitov. So even if you want to say he's the Tzmuras Isle, that the Isle became the actual Karban, but Yitzchak continues to have that Kedusha Zagov, and that's true in terms of Eretz Yisrael, and that's true in many different respects in terms of the likelihood of in terms of the lifetime or the some parameters that govern the life of Yitzchak Avinu. So we're basically saying that everything in Yitzchak's life subsequent to the Akedah is really a reflection of the Akedah, is a manifestation of the Akedah, is part of the legacy of the Akedah. And I think that's a very beautiful idea and a very critical idea, actually, with respect to what Akedah Yitzchak represents in the lifetime of Yitzchak Avinu. But I think it has a very specific connotation here in this context. What is Vatichena Einav Meiraos in particular, in the context of the bracha, have to do with Akedas Yitzchak? So here, what I would suggest is that, of course, this is the ultimate father-son moment in the life of Yitzchak Avinu, and for Esav and for Yaakov as well. That Yitzchak's relationship with his own father, Vayechuv Shneihem Yachdav, was such a deeply bonded experience that he was prepared to undergo Akedas Yitzchak. It was a Nisayon for Avram. Kim Nisaz Avram is a different kind of a Nisayon for Yitzchak. He was, according to Chazal, 37 years old. He could have physically resisted. He could have run, right? But he didn't. Vayelchu Shnehem Yachdav, even after knowing Balukim Yiralo Hasa Liola Bini. That was what the Akedah experience represented. Yitzhak Avinu is not prepared, this is part of a much broader discussion, but just a minute's worth, to turn away from his son, no matter how challenged his son might be. And therefore, you know, this is connected. If you want to understand why he wanted to give Esav a bracha, maybe not the only bracha, frankly, I'm very much a proponent of the two bracha theory, Bitelachaz Birkaz Avram, was always intended for Yaakov, but some kind of a bracha that he wants to give Esav, I think has a lot to do with his relationship, you know, with his father. Eli told us that Avram, Avram Molita Sitzchak, is very, you know, profound in his sense of his father's legacy, naming the Be'eros after his father, and part of that legacy is the father-son relationship that he had, and his unwillingness to turn his back on what that relationship means. And, you know, as such, in terms of his relationship with his own sons, you know, he's unwilling to turn his back on them. You know, even though he understood very well Esav's limitations, this is my view, but he's very disappointed in some of the choices that Esav made, but he wanted very much to, you know, include Esav in the future. It was not meant to be, but Yitzchak's idea, you know, contra the Ramban here, the Ramban thinks that he just had no idea about the Nevuah that Rivka received, the Rav Yavod Sa'ir. I think you have to say that he just wanted very much his father, his father's son. He wanted very much to be inclusive of all of his children in the future of Klal Yisrael.